Exit poll, 66% do not want Joe Biden to run for president again. By Amy Furr on November 8, 2022. Many Americans apparently do not want President Joe Biden D. to run for president again, a preliminary national exit poll found Tuesday. When asked if they would like to see Biden run for president again in 2024, 66% said, no, while 30% said, yes, according to CBS News Radio's Steve Portnoy. Meanwhile, 32% of voters leaving the polls on Election Day also told CBS News that inflation is the number one issue on their minds. 27% said abortion is their biggest concern, 12% said crime, 12% said gun policy, and 10% said immigration. In October, Biden said during an interview on MSNBC's The Readout that his intentions are to run for re-election in 2024, and his wife supported the idea. Biden explained, "The reason I'm not making a judgment about formally running or not run. Once I make that judgment, a whole series of regulations kick in. And I treat myself as a candidate from that moment on. I have not made that formal decision, but it's my intention. My intention to run again. And we have time to make that decision." Meanwhile, 4 in 10 Democrats want Biden to run again in 2024, according to a recent survey from The Economist and YouGov, Breitbart News reported. The survey also found Biden's favorably rating underwater, as 43% view him favorably, compared to 50% who do not. His job approval is even worse. Most, 51%, disapprove of his job as president, compared to 42% who approve of it. While a majority, overall, indicate they do not want former President Donald Trump to run again. Per the poll, unlike Biden, Trump enjoys majority support from his base, as 54% of Republicans want him to run for president again in 2024. Further, a majority of those who voted for Trump in 2020 want him to run again as well. During a rally Monday night in Ohio, former President Donald Trump told a huge crowd and live stream viewers to expect a very big announcement next week. But not to detract from tomorrow's very important, even critical election, and I would say in the strongest way it's a country-saving election, specifically including the election of all the people that I'm going to name, he continued. "I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida," he said as the crowd cheered.